Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. If you are new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like and get involved in the comment section down below on our performance against Bournemouth. I'm going to be brutally honest on this episode because I feel like I am always honest anyway, but I am absolutely raging today. And it takes a lot for me to get vented up about Villa or really annoyed, but I just think this season, what we've been trying to build towards and what we've been told we're about to try and succeed and do and get a sort of top half finish and aim for seventh, as the words that have come out of Steven Gerrard's mouth, to go deep in the cup competitions. On the opening day of the season against Bournemouth, we did the previews. I've watched the podcast with the Bournemouth fans, and you know they've been saying that their squad's not great. That you know they are looking to recruit, and the first thing that they were going to try and do, you know, today and the next few games was to get the crowd, play with passion, energy, everything that you'd want from a newly promoted side, and for Aston Villa to perform like that today is absolutely diabolical. It was abysmal. It was shocking, right? And I know we're probably going to get some people saying, you're just overreacting on the first game. I don't care, because we need to be performing every single game this season. Doesn't matter whether it's the first game or the last game, to get into the top half, you have to perform every single week. And that was the first game after a full pre-season with Steven Gerrard, where they've had drilled into them for about 7 or 8 weeks now how they want to play, the style of play. You know, the opposition that they were coming up against is a very poor Bournemouth side. They're not great, right? I am livid with the way we played today. And it's just so frustrating, because we knew the start of this season was crucial to get some momentum, you know, for strikers and to put in a good performance so we can just build and grow. But it feels like it's an even worse performance than what we saw against Watford last season. It's worse than Watford, and we got absolutely battered 3-1 at Watford. You know, there's so many things I'm really annoyed about the performance today. The aimless crosses, 20 odd crosses we played today into our strikers. For what? What were we doing? Why are we playing 20 crosses? To who? I'm absolutely fuming. I thought Coutinho was dire. I thought he was really bad. Ramsey, non-existent. You know, we wanted consistency from Ramsey. He got took off at half-time because he was woeful. The two fullbacks, not a clue what they were doing with the ball. I thought Kamara was okay. Wendia was okay when he came on. You know, that was the strongest lineup that Steven Gerrard thought he was picking today. And it was devoid of any creativity. We've had fan after fan saying, we need a striker, we need a striker. It doesn't matter who was up front today. It could have been Haaland, it could have been Messi, it could have been Ronaldo. The creativity to our strike force is non-existent. Non-existent, right? I think we played two through balls all game. Not good at all, right? Not good. I think the players need to take responsibility. Gerrard needs to take responsibility, because for me, that performance today was not acceptable. Justin?
I think you said it all, mate. Shut the podcast now. It was terrible, woeful, yeah. Abysmal, abject, all the things you want to say that in a negative, mate. You know, I'll stand by this, that Bournemouth are going to be in a relegation battle. No question about it at all. Just like Watford were last season, they ended up going down. So, as I said on the preview, it was an ideal opportunity to get off to a good start trying to learn from the lessons of last year. We were in a good place going into the game. Pre-season went really well. Manager says all the right things. Players seem to be all on the same page. Some of them played really well in pre-season. And then the whistle blows within 2 minutes. Everything we have said on the build-up, everything that they've done in pre-season, all of the week's preparation leading up to this game, goes out the window. First corner of the new season, 1-0 down. How many times last season?
No, before that though, right? We let them have a free kick in their half. First thing it did, it went straight into our box. And I thought, here we go. Here we go. And like you just said, first corner of the game.
They've done the homework, haven't they? You know, we can dissect the team selection in a minute, but if the attitude's not right, you might as well not bother turning up. And the application wasn't there. The tactics weren't there. He was out-tacticked by Parker today. From start to finish, from 1 to 11, all them performances were poor, every one of them. You know, you could argue one or two tried their best, one or two were slightly above average, but ultimately, it was woeful. It was abject. It was terrible. You know, we barely laid a glove on them all game. You know, yeah. I can't. We had two shots on target the whole game, at Bournemouth away. And this is a Bournemouth team, like we said in the preview, that have lost eight players from last season, that are scratching round trying to find players to come in and bolster the squad, that have had to rely on one proper signing and a couple of loans, that their own fans and their own manager, that few days before this game, were bemoaning the state they were in. You know, we didn't play Man City away today. We're absolutely flying. We played Bournemouth, who have been promoted and have done zero in the transfer market, are not prepared. By the manager's own words, we are not where we want to be for the season. And I listened to a lot of the Bournemouth previews and their podcasts, and they were saying if we just get out the first month, you know, try and get a couple of points here and there, and then get all the players in by the end of the window, and then hopefully we'll see, you know, a bit of an improvement. And we have categorically bent over the whole game and just said, carry on, there you go. Have your first 3 points, get yourself off to a little flyer. And it cannot keep happening. You know, we are, and we should be now, a different kettle of fish. The investment has been there systematically for the last three seasons. They got rid of Dean Smith because we wasn't going in the right direction, and we brought Gerrard in. He had a free pass all last season when he came in to get us, you know, because you do when you get a new manager halfway through a season. You just say all the same things, the generic things. I've heard him say, you know, my remit was to keep us up. No, it wasn't. It wasn't, because we was never going down, in my opinion, last season. We were too good to go down. Your remit was to just settle the ship and start playing good football. You had 7 months to get us in a position ready to start this season on a positive front foot, attacking football. And you've brought the players in to hopefully allow us to do that. We have got a squad, not a team, a squad full of absolute quality players. And that's the best they can put out on the first game of the season, where it is imperative you set the tone for the new season. You set the marker down, you set the standards, and that would have all been spoken about before this game. And then you have to have the manager come out after the game, try to make excuses for why this didn't happen, why that didn't happen, why this didn't work with this player, why hasn't that worked with that player? And then the questions start. Is he happy? What happened with Tyrone? Is he happy he didn't start? Has the captaincy affected him? And this is all swirling around now, all over Twitter. I can't believe we're here.
Negativity though, doesn't it?
Exactly. What should have been a positive start to the season. Day one, 90 minutes into the new season. And we don't get carried away on this podcast. We don't. We're very measured, I think. I think we're very positive, but you have to speak as you see. We can't come on here tonight and say, oh, you know, it happened because of this and this was the reason. Had we have battered them and had 100 shots on target and they won 1-0 with a one shot on target, you'd have said, OK, we were brilliant, but we're just very unlucky today. But that wasn't the case. We were poor from start to finish, from 1 to 11. Yeah. We were poor. We barely laid a glove on them. And it's disappointing.
It just
more questions than answers now. More questions than answers after one game.
It's frustrating because I look at that team and, I think every fan of their team will always probably look at their team and think it looks good because it's the team you support. Yeah, but
totally.
I actually like the look of it. It's got some good defenders. It's got some good fullbacks. It's got a really good holding midfielder. It's got some decent midfielders in the middle of it. You know, what I can't get my head around as well, we've got Philip Coutinho, Emi Buendia, Leon Bailey, and we create nothing. Nothing. Not even a through ball that sliced them open today. It was just so laboured, so ponderous. It was just playing in front of Bournemouth the whole game. And I'm just like, where's the identity to this team? There's no excuse because you've had all pre-season to build it, to work it. You know, I'm watching Instagram videos of Ollie Watkins, Ramsey, smacking them in the top corner. And today, I'm watching McGinn. It's nearly going out the stadium. The shooting was that bad today at times. I just can't understand how bad today was when I was watching it. You know, I'm watching it thinking, what's going on?
They don't have a lot of professional footballers at times.
And standard, we got the predicted lineup wrong. Mings was out, so he went with Konsa. I was chomping for Chambers all pre-season. I thought Carlos and Chambers was the one for me. I wasn't sure whether Konsa was ready, and he didn't look ready to me.
No.
He looked poor today. I thought Konsa was really, really poor. I thought he got dragged out of position. He looked laboured on the ball. And then the other one was starting Danny Ings, and I thought he did okay in the first half. He had that shot at the edge of the box, but again, he was feeding off scraps, weren't he? Feeding off scraps. I did think it was probably a game for Ollie Watkins to start for his energy, from dragging the Bournemouth defenders out of position, because we saw none of that. But same thing that happened last season. What we said on, I think it was the season preview or whatever, we can't go down 1-0 down at the start of a game like we did last season, because I think it was about 9 or 10 games where we were 1-0 down in the first 10 minutes. Surprise, surprise, today, third minute, 1-0 down.
2 minutes.
Gives Bournemouth everything that they need. They've got that foothold. They've got something to defend. They've got something to, they've got a platform. You know, all these things that you don't want to happen on the first day against a newly promoted team, we just gifted them that goal. Shocking goal, right? Apparently, we only had 10 players on the pitch because Luca Dean was getting some jewellery taped up or something. And then, you know,
well, that's unprofessional, isn't it? That's unprofessional.
A lot of possession. I think we had over 65% possession. Chasing the game again. Second half, another shit goal to concede, wasn't it? It was just a cross ball into the box. Defending was crap. 2-0 opening day. There you go. Now going into Everton. Big game, though, isn't it? Everton at home.
Huge.
Got a win.
Huge game. I mean, you know, like you say, everything you said is absolutely spot on. The worst possible start is conceding early. The team with his backs towards the wall, that they would have come out and said, just keep it tight first 10 minutes. Try and get the crowd on your side. Get, you know, a few good passes, couple of really good tackles in. Let's get the crowd going. So to gift them an opener after 2 minutes, it's like dreamland for them, isn't it? And then we spend the next however many minutes, what is it, 70-odd minutes, 75 minutes, chasing a game, looking like we're not going to get back in it, not look like we can't create a chance. And then we chuck a few forwards on and go, let's just try and get something out of the game, and then concede the second, you know, and that's it, game over. It's abysmal, you know. Two of the biggest talking points for me this season, today, is the centre-half, like you said. I wanted Mings in the team. Now, that was an unpopular thing for me to say because, you know, I don't think a lot of people want him in the team at the moment. But I think we massively missed that leadership at the back. He's obviously given the captaincy to McGinn. My worry with McGinn is an infectious, busy character. Is he vocal enough? Is he a vocal character? Is he somebody that can grab that game when things aren't going right? And can he drive us forward to try and get something out of it? Whereas Mings, he's very vocal, isn't he? He's hugely vocal. He's very organised.
Right. What you want from your captain. And I don't want to just feel like I'm slagging players off, right? But with your captain, you want to lead by example. So if I'm thinking of how well McGinn played today, he wasn't head and shoulders above every other Villa player. He was of the same quality as the whole team. So if you're saying Ramsey needs to come off at half time, so did McGinn. You know,
I think Douglas Luiz had a good pre-season. you know, Ramsey's done nothing pre-season. The worry last season, the end of last season, was that he looked like he ran out of steam. And he's chucked him in to start the game today. I would have started Douglas Luiz. I know it's easy to say with hindsight, but these are the reasons I put them in my starting 11 today. Mings still brings you the aerial. They were going to always bombard us. So Mings is good in the air, very good in the air. Yes, he makes mistakes on the ground. Yes, he sometimes switches off on the ground with his feet. But one thing he can't be accused of is not being dominant in the air. And with Kim and Carlos, that's good. And then obviously, Luiz, a bit more experience, you know, sitting in the middle part away from home. If things are going against you, you like to think his experience would help him out. And I would agree with you. I'd have gone with Watkins. But for me, the biggest elephant in the room right now with this Villa team, and I know it's only one game, and let's not get too carried away, as pissed off as we are, is Philippe Coutinho. It worries me. I said it on the preview, I think, didn't I? That it worries me. He worries me that he's not going to have the impact. We've got all these high expectations of him because of his name. Is he going to live up to those expectations? He didn't towards the end of last season, and he hasn't today. So where does that leave him? He's obviously a favourite of Gerrard. You know, he brought him in. He came in because of Gerrard. So whether Gerrard feels like he owes it to him that he's got to be a regular starter. But quite frankly, unless he performs better, he can't be a regular starter. You've got to add value for your position. And he doesn't. He comes too deep for the ball because we can't get hold of the ball enough and we can't press the ball high enough. We want him in the final third. We don't want him picking the ball off of our back four. We want him impacting the game, and he hasn't today. And I can't remember the last time he did positively impact the game. Man City, he scored a great goal last season. But apart from that, he didn't do a lot. And I'm not calling anyone out because it's 90 minutes. It's the first game. We've had a shocker. Totally get that. And we could go and beat Everton next week at home. Great. Things look much better. But we're talking about the first game and that we're reacting to that game. And for me, there's so many questions come out after that game now. And it's disheartening. It's upsetting because we had such high hopes for this season. But the manager has to take responsibility now. He's had his honeymoon period. He's had his pre-season that he wanted. It's gone well. He's got the players that he wanted. Yes, he might want to bring one or two more in, even more so now after seeing that. But you can't just keep bringing players in thinking that's going to change things unless your fundamentals are right, unless what you do on the training ground is right, the way you want to play, the way you set up, your formation, your tactics are right. It's almost irrelevant who plays in those positions because it just looks disjointed, and that's what it looked like today.
I'm going to say no more. We'll leave it at that.
That kills you.
We have a new episode that will be coming out tomorrow, so check that one out tomorrow morning. Thank you for watching. Drop your thoughts. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.